this, dear, could I relate the sorrows of my heart. Thou wouldst condemn my cruel fate and ease me of my smart. But since my tongue cannot express the torments that I feel, in silence and in heaviness my passion I conceal. Ah, Celia, let my secret groans approach unto thine ear, and pity him that still bemoans his death now drawing near. Except from thee, I pity, find no hope there is for me. And if thou dost not prove more kind, more wretched I must be. Would I had never seen thine eyes or heard thy charming tongue, which both together me surprise and do me so much wrong, that now my life a burthen seems and tiresome is to me. For by my love's fantastic dreams I work my misery. O wretched and unhappy man, how am I now betrayed? And still must be do what I can, obedient to the maid, whose beauty works my overthrow and fills my heart with pain. How blessed were I, could I but know the way to break my chain. Then, fair one, pray thee, do thy worst and end this mortal strife. For certain I am not the first if I do lose my life. For beauty's sake, as now I am like by thine all-conquering eye, oh, then make haste to one home blow strike and end my misery. What ails my love for to complain of my severity? Am I the cause of all thy pain? Tell me the reason why. No, demon, no, thou art to blame thy true love to abuse. For didst thou feel my scorching flame, such words thou wouldst not use. I love thee as I love my heart, and so shall ever do. I'd rather die than from thee part, my passion is so true. And if thou couldst me once persuade I cause thy grief or pain, 'twould surely kill a lovesick maid 'gainst whom thou dost complain. But I'm so far from slighting thee, I thee most dearly prize, and dearly I delight in thee, then learn to be more wise. And blame not her on constancy who thee doth dearly love, and vows to be as true as thee as e'er was a turtle dove. When Damon heard these words so kind, his heart did leap for joy. It pleased his tormented mind that Celia was not coy. He thankful was to Cupid then, that with his golden dart, wherewith he used to wound poor men, he pierced the female's heart. Thus hand in hand away they went with many a loving smile. They both did seem to be content, and in a little while the marriage rites did celebrate, and tie that Gordian knot, which none could loose but more mortal fate or cause to be forgot.